Sports. Red FM.
We had a couple of guys injured, but you're going to have injuries all the time. Dan McKeown now couldn't play with Island Rovers in the Senior Championship, which was a big loss to his club. But he seems to be ready again, but he hasn't played anything now in 3 weeks. Whether that's a good or a bad thing, I'm not quite sure. But there's another one or two lads who are carrying knocks, but look, at this stage of the game, you're always going to have guys carrying something.
Yeah.
But I think we'll almost have a full bill of health for Wednesday night, so you know we're in a good place.
Good stuff. And like, the two sides met in the opening round back in the start of April, Cork winning 2-11 to 10 points that night. Do you think that'll have any bearing on Wednesday night's game?
You see, I always think, and a lot of people would say, the first game in the Minor Championship is kind of a funny game. It's a new team, new group. You know, they're playing for Cork for the first time, really. There's an awful lot of pressure on them, and we didn't really perform the last day against Clare, and they probably didn't perform as well as they can either. But they've gone away now. You know, the way the system works, like they had two games in the back door. They played Waterford and won very easily. They played Limerick and had a tough game. So they're after three minor championship games, so that they've gathered a lot of experience and they've probably started out their team a bit. Whereas we've had no championship game, obviously, enough since we played Clare. So you could say that you know, we're in a slight disadvantage. But at the same time, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. We weren't going to go to the first game at home and try to lose to get two more games. We beat them, and I think we take confidence from that, but at the same time we do understand what's coming against us.
And all of Clare's games have been away from home just in the campaign so far, and to get the results and performances they have, I suppose that shows how good they really are.
Yeah, I think so, to be honest. I think they're a good Clare outfit. The last day, they're definitely two or three forwards who would be, you know, as good as minor forwards that are there, and they can score, and I've seen them playing in colleges as well, and you know, they're up to the standard and they're very, very good players. And as you say, they've won away from home, so they certainly have something about them. And they certainly have a lot of work done with them. I'd say a lot more work than Clare teams have in the past, maybe. You know, I still would think that we have a lot of work done too, and that, you know, we'll be confident. And that, you know, once we do the things that we have done in a lot of the games we've played, I'd be confident that we can perform. And once we perform, and once Clare perform, they can be as good as anybody. So I think we have a good chance.
Just for Cork, I suppose, going up to Ennis, that won't be easy for the lads. How do you think they'll react to that?
I suppose, you know, as you go through the championship, please God, you're going to have if we progress, you're going to have a lot of games away. So an awful lot of our challenge games we've played away. You know, so going on the bus and going to different grounds isn't going to be something new to us.
Yeah.
We actually were in Ennis yesterday for a kick around, so the ground certainly won't be new to us. And I think, in a way, at 18 years of age, it kind of takes the pressure off a small bit that you're not playing at home, because, you know, we'd have fellas coming from almost 2 hours away from Cork City, like, to get to the bus. And, you know, sometimes if we're playing at 7 o'clock, it can be a bit of a rush job getting to a game at home. Whereas here now, these guys are going to have to take almost a full day or half a day off school and get themselves prepared. So, you know, they'll have everything done to be at their best, and I think you know, everything will be done, and I honestly think playing away won't make much of a difference.
And just the game in Park you're in April that you won, full forward line was very impressive that night. Would you expect them to come in for some extra attention now on Wednesday night?
I suppose a full forward line really is dependent on the ball that's coming into it. And I think you can do all you wanted to try and defend it, but when you have good players and a good ball, it's very hard to defend. So I think our full forward line is reliant on fellas out the field working hard and delivering proper ball to them. I think we've got players all over the field, but obviously probably the last night our most experienced players were the guys inside the full forward line, Dan McKeown and Stephen O'Mahony. And I think Keane O'Sullivan played very well as well, in fairness to him. And I think that helped them. They'd been through this before, so maybe they stood out a small bit the last day. But certainly I think Clare will probably try and tighten up their full back line. I saw in the round robin, the games I saw, that they actually changed their full back line almost totally. So I think, you know, that they were expecting to come through it and expecting to play us again. And they probably have something, you know, up their sleeve to counteract our inside line. But at the same time, you know, if you get enough ball and if you deliver properly, there's not much you can do.